This is the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. I'm Kayla Celeste. If you're looking for a daily podcast to help you accomplish your dreams, you're in the right place. So let's take the daily steps toward success together. On today's podcast, we're actually going to be talking about being young and being a life coach. And I also want to share this with you because I have a wide range of listeners. So what I don't want you to do is use this episode against yourself. If you're older, then I don't want you to take this information that I'm sharing with you and use it against yourself. That's not what this episode is for. This episode is to show you the difference between thinking about something one way and how you can think about it in another way that actually helps you get the results that you want. So I actually, of course, follow my coach on social media, and she's young as well. So I'm 22 and she's 24. And so she was actually posting this post about how somebody was telling her that she was too young to be a life coach. She was just pretending. She needs to wait several years as she's sitting with 16 clients. You know, he's telling her this, how she's just pretending and how she should just wait because she's not an actual life coach because she's only 24. And so she was sharing her experience about that. But I wanted to share my experience about kind of what I think about that. And what I think about that is that it doesn't matter. Here's a common misconception, and this is what I thought too, which is why I didn't pay any attention to this life coach thing to begin with. And that's that life coaches give you advice. And so what I thought was, I was like, okay, why do I need a life coach? Like, I don't want somebody telling me how to live my life. Like, that doesn't sound fun at all, right? And so with that misconception, you can kind of see how, you know what, you probably wouldn't want a 20-something-year-old telling you what to do with your life. Like, that kind of makes sense, right? Like, I can see where the guy's coming from. But the problem with that is, it's not actually true. I, and neither does my coach or any of the other coaches I know, give advice. Like, we don't give advice on what you should do. We help you use your brain in a way that actually helps you get what you want. I want you to think about how your brain stops you from taking action. Well, I help you use your brain. I help you manage your brain in a way that combats this so that you will actually take action toward your goals to get the results that you want. And so if you look at it in that context, all you need is a coach that knows how the brain works. You need know how the brain works experience. And this is kind of what I was sharing with her. I was like, it's so crazy to me to think that that thing holds people back. For me, being young didn't hold me back. And another thing that I was sharing with her also is how incredible it is to be able to use your brain in a way that creates a result that you want at a young age. I was like, to me, it makes it even more powerful. And this is kind of the part where I'm like, if you're older, do not use this against yourself. Creating the results that you want is great for anybody at any age. But what I was sharing with her is like, it just shows me how incredible it is to know that you figured these things out, that you've gotten the results that you want with your brain. Who can say that? Not many people can, because we're not taught how to use our brain for us, especially like the way that society is set up, the way that school systems are set up. Like, nobody teaches us this. And so because of that, if you have this skill, or if you want to learn this skill, letting the age thing even into the question isn't even relevant, in my opinion. Because here's the thing, we could all use learning how to manage our brain. And we can also all know how to manage our brain and help other people manage their brain as well. So here's the thing. If you're interested in learning these tools so that you can use your brain for you, instead of what it's doing is really using it against you in a way that keeps you from getting what you want. So if you're interested in learning more about that and actually doing the work week after week after week, then go to successbykayla.com and book your free call. On this call, we're going to talk about where you are, where you want to be, what's in between that, and what you need to do to actually go from where you are to where you want to be. And then, of course, we'll talk about working together. So if you're interested in this, go to successbykayla.com. Thank you for listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. After all, we're in this together, one step at a time.